I'm Pam Larson, and I just want to welcome all of you tonight. I'm so excited to see you all. And I'm amazed at how many faces I have never seen before here. So I'm really, really excited that you all have come. And I hope that over the course of the next few weeks that I will get to know more of you. I serve the women of the North Campus here. My title is Minister for Women. And so I oversee such things as Bible study and moms and our mentoring program that's Titus 2 and some other miscellaneous things. And you probably met Beth when you came. Beth Nordquist is my teammate here. She assists me in all that I'm doing. And so I sincerely welcome you, and I'm so glad that you're here. Our hope is also that we are going to record these sessions, and probably at this point, I think what we're going to do is set them up like a podcast, and I can email you directions on how to find those. So if you are ever absent for some reason and want to hear the teaching, then you don't have to feel like you come the next week and you've missed out. So we'll try to get that up and running, but that'll be something new for me to learn. I've never done a podcast before, but Jason's teaching will be recorded tonight as well. So our usual format is going to be to meet beginning in your your groups, your discussion groups. So tonight is different because it's the first night and there's just some introductory things that we wanted to do. But next week when you come, you can just meet at the location where your discussion group is that you'll go to a little bit later. And so you'll be going through the questions from your lesson together, and then we'll meet back and the teaching time will be at the end. So this is a flip from some of you that have done our Bible studies in the past. We're trying to do things a little bit differently. So I'd like to open by reading Proverbs 2, verses 1 through 6. If you receive my words and treasure up my commandments with you, making your ear attentive to wisdom and inclining your heart to understanding, yes, if you call out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, if you seek it like silver and search for it as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. I wrote in the workbook that you have in front of you, I wrote this: the book of Ruth holds treasures to be mined. It reveals the beauty and character of God. It's a beautiful story of God's grace. And my prayer is that you will see him with your eyes, understand him with your mind, and love him with all your heart. So I'd like to pray as we begin. Would you join me? Lord, I thank you for your amazing grace. I pray that you would open our eyes to see you as you've revealed yourself to us in the book of Ruth. Help us to receive your word, to treasure your word, and dig deeply as if for hidden treasures. And we pray this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. So just a few housekeeping kind of details. When you come each week, if you would go to the kiosk and check in and get a name tag, I'm looking around and most of you have them. That's really great. It's a way for us to keep track of who attends each week. It also helps us to get to know each other better. So as you meet someone new tonight and next week you can't remember their name, which I'll tell you right away, that'll probably happen to me. I might have to jog my memory by looking at your name tag. And it's really very, very easy. So if you don't have a barcode, some of you that have kids here, you know what those are, where you can just kind of wave it magically in front of the kiosk and your name pops up. If you'd like that, you can talk to Beth and she can get one for you very, very easily. The workbook that you have in front of you, we have traditionally for our summer study, we've always said that the homework is optional. So don't feel like you are guilty if you can't get your lesson done each week. But we're praying that a lot of you will be excited and you'll want to dig in. If you don't get your lesson done, don't feel like you have to not come or, you know, not speak during your discussion group. We want you to come. We want you to be involved. And so we want this to be a wonderful learning experience and a time for all of us to learn together. I've intentionally included some how-tos in the workbook. So if I've asked you to look up something, I've given you an idea of how to do it using a free online resource called Blue Letter Bible. And so step-by-step instructions are included in there. And at the back of your workbook in the appendix, There's also a more extensive how-to that was a seminar that was done by Lori Yeager at the downtown campus about a year ago or so, and she graciously let us use this in the back of our workbook this summer. Each lesson also has an extra time section, and so if you're someone that has finished your lesson and you have all this extra time and you want more to study, that's great, and we encourage you to use that you know, the questions that are there. Some questions are going to seem easy to you. Some of them may seem difficult, and I just want to encourage you that if you find a question that's too difficult, you can skip over it, and then you can come back to it when you have extra time at the end of the week. Don't stress over, you know, thinking you have to write the perfect answer in for every question. Just do what you can, and when you come in your discussion group, you'll talk these things over, and, you know, it'll be more clear, the answers. Our focus is the scripture itself, so spend your time in the Word, digging to understand. You don't need a lot of resources, extra resources like commentaries. We believe the Bible is living and active and powerful, and it's able to transform us through the power of the Holy Spirit as we study. Benjamin Warfield wrote this in 1911. He said, "Sometimes we hear it said that 10 minutes on your knees will give you a truer, deeper, more operative knowledge of God than 10 hours over your books." What is the appropriate response? Than 10 hours over your books on your knees. So he said, you know, we all should have this kind of a heart as we come to Bible study. Not just 10 hours, you know, kind of in our books, and not just 10 hours on our knees praying that without opening our Bible that we'll somehow get, you know, that knowledge magically. We won't understand what we're reading and what we're studying unless we have the Holy Spirit to give us eyes to see. And so I'm praying that you will have eyes to see and ears to hear what Ruth is, what the study of Ruth will be teaching you this summer. Praying doesn't take the place of studying and thinking. We can't only pray or only study and think. And one of my favorite verses in Scripture is what Paul writes to Timothy when he says, "Think over what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in everything." So we read and we study and we dig hard and we think hard, but we won't understand unless the Lord gives us understanding. And this verse also tells us that we can't just pray for understanding without actually opening up our Bibles to read and study and think hard. It's not an either or, it's a both and. So when you come to your lesson each week, you know, start with prayer. And I've included at the beginning of each lesson a few things to pray for as you begin that study. In our discussion groups, we're going to be aiming to go through all of the questions in the lesson in a sequential way. And the groups are going to be led by two women that are partnering together. And this will enable one to take a vacation if they want, or if one is sick, the other one can step in. And so it's going to be a partnership. So you're going to choose which group that you would like to be a part of. We're aiming for about 10 or 11 or 12 women in each group. We have somewhere, I'm not sure what our final number is for the evening group, but it's somewhere between 40 and 50. That we have. And so we have four different groups. We have one group that's going to be led by Wen Hong and Xu Wei that will be in Mandarin. And so for those of you that don't speak Mandarin, you probably don't want to go to their room, their group. You won't get as much out of it. But if you do speak Mandarin, just understand you are welcome in any of our groups, okay? We just wanted to serve you by having a discussion group that was led in your heart language. Prayer is also going to be a part of our discussion group time. So after we go through the questions, we'll have a time of prayer, maybe, you know, 5-10 minutes at the end. And then we'll come back together for about 30 minutes of teaching. Tonight is going to be a little bit less time in your discussion group, so we can give Jason DeRoshi more time to teach. He will be giving us our opening overview and kind of setting the stage and the background and some foundational stuff for us as we dive into the study of Ruth. And so we decided that it would be helpful to give him more time. And so when we come back together at about 7:30, after a little bit of a break time, we'll come in here at 7:30 and he will begin teaching from 7:30 till about 8:15. We might have a time of questions, and then I'm hoping to dismiss you early instead of holding you late. So that's the format for tonight.